We are learning with Sechas Moed Katan Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Kinoch Nafshe De Rava Bar Avuna Vira Av Amnuna. When both Rava Bar Avuna and Avuna were Nifter, they were Nifter at the same time, they were bringing him out at the same time, Askinu Lahasam, they brought him up to Bavel. They brought him up to Eretz Yisrael, brought him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to bury them. Kimotu Agishra, when they reached a certain bridge, and it was a narrow bridge, only one Aron could go at a time, so Kamu Gamli, the camels that were carrying the Aronos, the Mitah, they stopped. They didn't know which one to go first. Amalei Ahu Taya, Mayahai, what's going on over here? Why are they stopping? That's the Arab said. Amrulei Rabbanon de Ka'av di Yikra Adadi. The two Rabbanon are doing, covered each other. Mama Marneil Bresha, Mama Marneil Bresha. One saying, you go first, one saying, you go first. That's not going. Omar, so the Arab over here, the Taya, this Soich over here, he said, I'll tell you who should go first. Dinahu, the Rav Bar Avuna Leil Bereisha. Why? Because he was a tzaddik, ben tzaddik, Rav Bar Avuna, his followers are Avuna. Mashiach Rav Avuna, he wasn't a tzaddik, ben tzaddik. So Cholav Gamli, Rav Bar Avuna. Lamaisa, Rav Avuna's camel went first. Nosor Kiche Veshanya Dehu Tayel. Lamaisa, he lost his gums and his teeth because of this. The Oinish, that he started up Rav Huna, even though he was right, maybe, but still, you start up with a tzaddik, it's like fire. He said, Rav goes first, not Rav Huna, but after that, he got a shtickl oinish, he lost his teeth because he started up Rav Huna. Zog the Gemara, Vaita, what was the hesped they said on these tzaddikim? Pasach la hayunuka, geza yeshishim olam abavel. These great yidin, Rav Huna, who's ben gedoylim, that's the shishim gedoylim, who's ben Rav Huna, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he's bigger than Nasi, he came here. Geza Yeshishim Olubav came from Bavel. Imai Sefer Muhammad. And with him, I'm saying Rashi second shot, and with him was the Sefer Torah. Who's that? Rav Hamnuna. He's a Sefer Muhammad. We call the Torah Muhammad Hashem. He came with him was Rav Hamnuna. Cause the keeper Huchbalu. Cause give a lesson of Tsaris, of Klala. A lot of a double Klala happened. Liris B'Shoyed V'Sheva, seeing the terrible Tsaris, Haba Mashina, came from Mashina, two Tzadikim Unifter came from Bavel. Hashem got angry in his world and took away the fashos. And Hashem was excited and happy. We're getting two tzaddikim coming to the Shemayim. Reichev Aravos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sos v'samach ba'alav nefesh v'noki v'tzaddik. It came as a clean nefesh and a tzaddik. Rav Amnuna Aravuna coming back home. Kinoch nafshi Ravina, what did the Sahbadon say? What did the one of the Hesped say? Pasach lehu sabdano. Tomorrow Menir Roish, the palm trees should bend their heads. Avelos al tzaddik on a tzaddik was nifted like a tamar. You know a tzaddik is compared to a tamar who has one lev echav v'shemayim. And nosim leilos kiyamim, we should put leilos like days in hesped al meisim leilos kiyamim on a person who's nifted who used to learn nights like days. Omle of Ashi lebar kipok. Rav Ashi told Bar Kippuk, who is a big, he gave hespedim. In those days, they had darshanim and they had saptonim, people who were like professional hesped givers. So Bar Kippuk was a professional hesped giver, and he said to him, "Are you who you are in my amrus? What are you going to say on my hesped?" On Malay, what I'm saying like this: Amina im ba'arazim nafla shall heves. If on a cedar tree if there was a fire, my yasasivikir. What are we going to do? We're like little grass that grows on the walls. We're like nothing. If the fire could kill our rosin like you, what are we going to do? Another marshal, same that marshal. If yasam v'chaka ha'ila, if el yasam you caught with a little hook, my yasad the gay rikak. What are you going to do with these little fish from the mud? Rikak. V'nachal shoytif, a huge raging river, nafla chaka got dried out. My yasam gave him. What are we little buckets of water going to do? So basically we're saying, we left here, we small people, what are we going to do? How are we going to manage? How are we going to manage connected the Shehevas? Only by Oven, Chas V'Shalom, the Chaka V'Shehevas V'Tzadika. Bar Oven was a different Sapta. He said, yeah, you don't compare the Misa of the Tzadikim like a Chaka and a Shehevas, like a hook and a fire and a flame. But Tzadika, don't say V'Tzadika. I'll tell you what I'll say. What are you going to say? Amina like this. Let's cry for the people left here, for the Yisoyimim, for the orphans left here. After the Aveda was lost, he's going up Limanucha. We are in pain. So he didn't like that either. The Rav Ash did not like that either, because you don't call a Neshama Aveda. That's the Mashal speaks out. Rav from Rashi, really. You don't call a Neshama, it's not an Aveda, it's never lost. So Maaseh Cholosh died to Eliyahu. Maaseh Rav Ashi was not happy with Bar Kippuk and Bar Oven, these two Saptanim. He's not happy with the future Hesped they were going to say. V'sapach Karayu. And Maaseh, their feet they got turned around. They got a major mum on the feet. Ahu Yoyma, when Rav Ashi was Nifta, Osu La Spudeh. They did not come give a Hesped. So it was two Pshatim. One Pshat, Rashi says that the reason is because since they got a Tekhala, they got injured, Bar Rav Ashi didn't want to come. And Rashi Kisviyat says that they didn't come because because he didn't want them to come, because he didn't like their husband. V'hainu Dom Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Lo Bar Kippuk Chalitz, Lo Bar Oven Chalitz. He said a memo one time, Bar Kippuk and Bar Oven are not kosher v'chalitza. Why? Because it says v'chalitza, v'chalitza, Naloi ma'al ragle, has to come off the foot. By them, it's betachas ragle because their feet were backwards, so they had to.
Who is the chalitza shoes? The man or the lady?
What?
Who is the chalitza shoes? The man or the lady?
The man wears it, and the lady takes it off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So has to be ma'al ragloi. So his foot was injured, so they couldn't do it. They got injured, and they couldn't take that. They wouldn't be kosher technically for chalitza. They might have had children anyway, but whatever. The sister, their brother might have had children anyway. It wasn't a gay, but they can't. That type of people, that type of foot, cannot do chalitza. Rava kiava osi la diglis. One time when he came to the diglis and he had to cross and he needed a tefillah, the saptanim knew how to daven. They were basically payitanim. They knew how to daven well. So he asked, Rabbi asked, can you give me a tefillah that I should get across safely? Only by oven, kum eima milsa. Go, tell me a tefillah. Koyi va'ama. And he said a tefillah like this. Bo roiv shlishis. Shlishis refers to the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are called shlishis. It's from Gemara on Shabbos. And Rava is like Rav Yisrael. So it's Rav Shlishis. Rava is chashev like Rav Yisrael. It's like this. Bo Rav Shlishis, you know, Rav of Klal Yisrael came. Bamayim, coming the water. Zachar v'rachem, remember and have rachmanas. Te'inu ma'acharecha ki'isha me'bayla. We did averus like a isha me'bayla. We like we went off. But hazdechenu ka'ois me'mara. Don't punish us like the me'mara, like the bitter waters of a saita. That was the tefillah he said. So there's a simon here. Chonin, Yoichanan, Zeira, Abba Yaakov, Yoisi, Shmuel, Chaya, Chia, Menachem, simon. So the first story is like this. Rabbi Chonin chasde v'yasiya hava. Rabbi Chonin was the son-in-law of the Bein Nesiyah. The Bein Nesiyah was like the Nasi of Bavel. Loi ko havalei bani. He didn't have children. He didn't have boys. He didn't have children. Bayurach made a davened. V'havalei, and he had a child. Ahu yoyimah da havalei, the day he had a child, he died. He didn't even get to see it. Noch nafshe, he died that day that his child was born. Pasach Allahu Sabtanim. The Shasta Hesped, they say like this. Simcha Latugan Afacha. The Simcha turned into pain. Sosoin v'yogoin nidvaku beis simchasoin. Sosoin v'yogoin touched each other, got close to each other, v'shasta simcha, nidvaku. Sosoin v'yogoin, together, the Sosoin v'yogoin came together. Beis simchasoin nenach. V'shasta simcha, there was sighing. Beis chaninosoi, ovad chaninoi. When he was answered with his tefillah and he had a child, the Vlad, Ovad Chanina, his father who loved him, died. And Lamaisa Asik Le Chanan Al Shmai, they called him the name of his father, Chanan. A terrible thing. When Yechanan died, they said a hesped like this. Today is a hard day for Klal Yisrael. Like, just as bad as if the sun sets early. Where do you find Shalashon? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Yeshua HaMelech, who died at age 39, very, very young, it says, there in the Pasuk, V'hoya b'yemahu v'aveisi Hashem v'atzuraim. It says, that come that day, and Hashem will bring, the sun will go down early. That's what I'm referring to, when Yeshua, and we say the same Hesped Arav Yechanan. Arav Yechanan, it's the day of Yeshua, it's the day of Yeshua. Kinoch nafshe, the Arav Yechanan, Yosher Rav Ami, Shiva v'shloishim. Rav Ami sat, Shiva and Shloishim, a full Avelis, he said on Rav Yechanan's Rabbi. Or Rav Avbrei, the Rav Chia Ba'aba, Rav Ami the Avad, the Garmei the Avad. That was, he did it for himself, but that's not the halacha. Rav Ami did it for himself, he wants to be machm like that, no problem, but that's not the halacha. The halacha of Rav Chia Ba'aba on Rav Yechanan, I feel rabbish, limit chach, but even a Rebbe who taught you Torah, ain't the Yeshiva lo Yevecha. You only sit one day of Shiva and that's it, but there's no Shiva or Shloishim. If you knock nafshe the Rav Zera, Pasach lo, ahu sabdono. When Rav Zera was nifter, the Saptan said this. We had this very before in Masechta Vegila. Eretz Shina Hara V'Yalda. Rav Zera was born in Bavel, and he grew up in Eretz Yisrael. That's where he grew to godless. So the Hesped said like this. Eretz Shina Hara v'yalada, he was born, he was conceived and born in Shinar and Babel. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashua, but in Eretz Yisrael, he grew up. Oyino Allah, woe to us, Amar Rekes, said Rekes, which is Tveria, Ke'avda Kli Chamdasa, we lost our precious Kli. That was the Hesped, they said on Rav Zera. Rav Zera was called Rav Zera, something's called Rav Zera, something's called Rebbe Zera. And Rashi's reason is because he only got Smich in Eretz Yisrael, so he's called, when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, it's called Rebbe Zera. Before that, it was only Rav Zera. Kinoch Navshe de Ravavo, Achisu Amude de Kisrei Maya. When Ravavo was Nifter, there was a Shinu in the Velt. Like the Mashal says, when a Tzaddik is Nifter, there's a Shinu in the Teva Olam. And what happened? The pillars themselves were dripping water from pain. Achisu Amude de Kisrei Maya. The gutters were dripping blood. The Mepharshim say it wasn't Mama's blood, it just looked like blood. The Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov was nifta, eschamiu koichve biyamama. By the way, they're speaking of Taisvis, when Rabbi Yaisi died, it says the goddess was dripping blood. What's happened? Taisvis says, because he was moist in nefesh on the mitzvah of Mila, and therefore, there was blood dripping from the goddess. The Rabbi Yaakov, eschamiu koichve biyamama. They saw stars by day. It's also a simon how big of a tzaddik he was. Usually you don't see a star by day because it's too light, but if a star is so bright you can see it, Rabbi Yaakov is such a bright tzaddik, they even by day he shined. The Rav Asi Ikkar Yolana, Rav Asi Nifta, all the trees were uprooted. The Rav Chia, Nechisu, Kipi, Denura, Mekia. There were meteorites, there were like Rashi says, it was stones flying in the sky. It's like a meteorite. The Rav Nachman, Rav Asi, Ishto, Tzamanayi, Bahavan Machadzaya. All the coins and all the statues became flat. Flat, like either means like a mat or like a keli, Machadzaya, the type of keli that you flatten out things. All the pictures, all the tzurois became flat. Derav Tanchem, and Rashi says, what's the reason? Because he was called Benon Shel Kadoshim. He never looked at a tzura on a coin. He never looked at a tzura, and therefore that was what happened. When he was Nifta, all the coins got flattened. Derav Tanchem Barachia, Skatsku Kol and Dataya, all the statues got cut and fell down. Derav Yashiv, Echatru Shivim Mechtarta. When Rav Yashiv was alive, some say it was Girsa, Yitzchak Ben Yashiv, I think, because there's no Amir Rav Yashiv anywhere, they talk about it. Akapon Rav Yashiv died. Until he died, there was no Ganevis in the town because he was protection. The day he was Nifta, there were 70 tunnels tunneled in that were Ganevis that day. Shivan Machtarta Menardo, there were 70 tunnels in Ardai. Rav Amnuna, was Nifta, Nechisu Kipi the Bar de Merkia. It was a hailstorm with stones falling from the sky. The Rav Rav Yosef, Nosha Kipi the Paras Adadi. The bridge over Paras collapsed and the tomb. Towers of the bridge touched each other, kissed each other. The Bay of Rav and Ashur Kippur Diglis. Same thing happened by the bridge over Diglis. Adadi. Kinoch Nashir Masharashia, Ton Diglis Shetzi. The palm trees started growing thorns. Also, as a simon of Avelis, when these huge tzaddikim die, like the Mashah says, when tzaddikim die, there's a shinui in the Bria, and actually things in the Bria could change. When tzaddikim die, mamish things in the Bria. The mamish could change. That's what's going to happen when these things happen. When these things happen, the mamish could be a change in the bria. I'll try to read you. It says, "Nira Zok Mashah Kol Hani Shenuyim Deshavu BaOlam BeYoy Mises Kol Echemhem." When everyone's died, Moira Milas Hames, showing the mile of the mace. And these things happen to show the certain miles, and like this is Famila, because there's all different miles of the mace, and the teva of the world actually changed.